about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these lessons, all facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dad caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water, wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
Welcome to Brown Holy Water. This is your boy Handsome Lie, the host with the most. We got my team in the building.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Let's go.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black and them chips again. Last smack, what happened?
What?
Watt came back from Switzerland. You heard?
Shit, boy. Nigga murder move now.
That's murder move. You got to watch
Nah, I knew what you was doing. It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me. Yo, it's Bad Girl Tanya, everybody's favorite immigrant. What's up?
Before we get into the topics, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Make sure you get your tickets for the party. It's fastly approaching. We're going to fuck lust up. Get your singles ready. Mm-hmm. Get your hoodies. Get your hats. Get your shirts. You know what I'm saying? And pull up, man. Celebrate with us real quick. You know what I'm saying?
November 25th, Club Lust. Lots on you.
Holla. Let's jump off. Let's start these topics, man. First topic, we're going to talk about relationships. 501. We deep into this relationship shit now. We've been going for a whole
year. We fell off of 501c3.
We on a whole different, you know what I'm saying, level of relationships. We're going to keep touching on. We're going to talk about work wives and work husbands. In your opinion, what is a work husband or wife? Now, Black, you got a work husband? No. Now, what in your opinion, what is a work wife?
A work wife is, it's like flirting with the with like having a title. Y'all do certain things. Y'all dance around being like a fake couple around the office, go to lunch together, act all cute and smoochy with each other during that 9-to-5 time span, or whatever time frame you actually work. But it's wrong if you have someone at home. Let me just say that. It's
you're
just
gonna jump.
Oh, I'm saying, I'm mad. The way you asked the question was like, you know what I mean?
So I'm just asking, what is your description? What do you think?
My description of a work wife is someone that work with you that you act a little too friendly with. That you do everything with. You go to lunch with her all the time. You have all these in-depth conversations. She know about your life. You know this is beyond a work relationship.
I'm going to have to disagree a little bit. I'm going to have to disagree with you a little bit.
Why?
Just because I have a work wife, basically. My partner is like my work wife because she knows exactly where I'm at. But we got to know like what we doing, where I'm at. I'm one of the people. I be at work, I be getting lost. I don't want nobody to find me. You know what I'm saying? So somebody at least know where I'm at and where I'm be with. I go get lunch, you normally stay with me. I gotta get her lunch. There's no flirting, there's no sexual tension.
You're twisting it up now.
No.
She's like his definition of it.
People know they see me, they gonna see her. And vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, but there's no sexual tension, there's no nothing, it just that's basically who I have to work with throughout the day to get the job done. So
that's your work partner.
That's not life.
Nah, it's a difference. It's a difference. That's a
she
work
knows
partner.
Where not he's at. To, it's
not according to people at the job. They was like, oh, so where your wife at? Where she at? You know what I'm saying? It's not, like I said, it's definitely nothing sexual, nothing going on. But if that's my partner, she has to know exactly where I'm at. You know what I mean? But Danny, how you feel about that? What's a work husband to you?
a work husband is someone that you may flirt with, not necessarily, but that, you know what I mean? Y'all have like a husband and wife relationship without the husband and wife perks. Does that make sense? Whereas it's just mostly like y'all might argue or whatever, or he might be like, where you at? Or she might be like, where you at? Like, I'm calling you, you're not answering, whatever, you know where I'm at, or you wondering where I'm at, or whatever. Like you said, you might go get me lunch, I might go get you lunch, something like that. Like, I feel like that, but there's no intimacy. There's nothing there. When I go home, I go home. Like, that's it.
Sorry.
For me, like, a work husband is somebody of the opposite sex who checks for you all the time. And it's like your husband will check for you, your wife will check for you, your work partner checks for you. They check for you. The manager fucking up, the manager's close by, they hold you down, they make sure you eat, they make sure you're cool, they make sure you got a smile on your face. If you got a bad day, they try to pick your spirits up. Like, they do things. When you think about it, it's synonymous to how people are in a relationship. But you don't have no sexual connection with them. You're not kissing them. You're not smooching them. You're not doing things in the break room, Maurice.
Yeah, it ain't got to
be. You just got a good relationship. Sexual. But the thing is, it's just somebody of opposite sex.
Don't be gay. Not today. Not today. Not today. Not today.
Shout out to Corey. That's like, well, yo, people know they see me, they see
please
them.
Please stop lying.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that today. Leave it.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. There's no gay
jokes. We got to go.
Hey,
three for three. It's three for three. We
don't gay jokes. Come on.
I'm safe my sexuality.
We don't know if they're jokes.
Lyle might be on his Tyrese twerking shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'm a little mentally off sometimes, man. 50 sent me $10,000 this morning. I'm proud. I'm happy, man. I was about to touch on it earlier. Should you have one if you're in a relationship?
No. That's just stupid. Why would anyone be doing the job of who I'm going home to? Why should I even allow that? That's stupid. I have someone I'm going home to. That is my wife. That is my everything. That's the only person I'm gonna open up to and tell her what's going on, what I'm really thinking, I'm not doing that with somebody at work. That's either gonna do one of two things. That's gonna make this person think that they're playing a bigger role in your life than what they really are, or have the person be more interested than what they're supposed to be in you. Either way, it's friction, especially if you got somebody home.
I'm saying
it depends on what boundaries you're setting.
Go, Danny.
It depends on what boundaries you're setting. I think it depends. Like, it really depends, because you got people who are overly flirtatious, who overly do things, and they may give off that impression because that's just their personality, but it may not be that. It's just them being them. You know what I mean? So I think it's all about the boundaries that you set, because if you're setting boundaries, nobody should feel like that they got one up on any of you. Like, they shouldn't feel like they have anything over on your partner. That's they should right. know their place. So, like I said, it depends.
A side chick can know her place too.
A side chick can't know her place. But if she doesn't know her place, that means that you're not setting boundaries for her to know her place.
That is a sexual relationship, though. Just because you have a work wife doesn't make it a sexual.
But a work if you have a work wife is tippy toeing towards sex, bro.
No, you're not necessarily.
You're
the opposite
sex.
I have a work husband, and I'm not tippy toeing towards sex.
You could be. He probably want to fuck you. Offer him a little bit of pussy. See what the fuck happens. He's like, hey, what you doing Saturday? I bet you he got a clear schedule. I'm doing that. And then he'll jump right over the bridge.
I see a black going with this.
Yeah, black always make it seem like it's about sex, though. Like, if you share, black if always, you at work and you sharing time with somebody,
shut up.
You make it seem like there's always a possibility that something else can happen. But if it's like a work wife, this turns into like a friendship. Like I said, it doesn't have to be sexual.
Listen, if somebody's with
the word work wife, work husband, just don't fit. I'm not doing it. I'm not with it. My girl cannot have no such thing. I'm not gonna.
You
have
don't know
no
if she has
thing.
One or not.
She don't have that.
You don't know what she has at work.
She don't got that.
She got chopsticks at work.
Exactly.
What about you?
I'm a little torn on this because I had a work husband in my last relationship.
Did you? But fuck
he was
him?
No. The See? Fuck?
I'm just asking. No, you said you had
like
one.
That was like he was so cool. He always made sure I was good. Like if I had to get my reports, he made sure my reports went on desk on time. That's when I wasn't banking. You know, if he sat with somebody at a desk and he realized the person's going to be a sailor, make sure that you get the person over to me first preference of all the other bankers compared to anybody else. He always checked for me. And he always make sure I'm going to say, oh, by the way, I'm your work husband. I make sure you're always okay. But I knew, like, it wasn't anything more than that. It's kind of like a best friend.
Men don't do that out of the goodness of their heart, man.
Straight up.
No, they don't.
Just because you're in a relationship, right? That's like when you got your work wife, and then y'all go out. You're like, oh, this is who I'm like I work with. Coincide. You have a position at work, and you have to coincide work with somebody. You're going to get cool with them regardless.
All right, so let me ask you a question. How do you introduce your work wife to your actual wife?
You can say, yo, it's my work wife.
Facts. You're bugging.
Facts.
Yeah.
But it depends on how you're presenting it. If it's nothing, I don't care. If Facts. It's nothing, this is and my work husband. Like, it ain't nothing. So what am I? Why am I sparing your feelings about something that's not there?
If it's possibly somebody she think you will be attracted.
Exactly.
To, maybe.
I agree. But not
if
for nothing.
If it's somebody you're completely not attracted to by your bed, it's my work.
It don't matter. If you're not attracted to her. What if she's attracted to you?
It doesn't matter.
Even still, you're not gonna hit nothing if you ain't.
You still got to say at the end of the day,
right?
I don't know. We just gonna not be on the same page.
You always treat every situation like it's once you get in, you're gonna fuck. Like it's not at the end of the day, you're still a grown person, still an adult. You have the choice at the end of the day, you know. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody loves you and they at work and they sweating you still got the choice.
Any female in this world is around me for long enough.
Oh gosh.
This is just honesty. I'm too fucking funny. She's gonna wanna fuck me.
Okay,
that's
but
common
okay.
sense.
That, okay.
So I wouldn't give nobody what I'm saying is that I wouldn't put nobody in that position. I got too many jokes and too many outfits. It's gonna confuse her. She ain't gonna know what to do. So why would I do that? And vice versa.
Listen, at the end of the day, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're setting those boundaries, it doesn't matter. If this is my work husband or that's your work wife or whatever, and it's nothing there, I don't have anything to hide. Yes, this is my work husband. If you feel away, it's really nothing. Like, babe, it's really nothing. Like, we literally just like handle stuff. We have to deal with each other, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Like, it's nothing. I would introduce you to him because it's nothing.
I'm more of a cautious dude.
If it's something, you're cautious question. Because why are you so cautious?
Because
why you feel
I'd
such a
not,
way?
You can't trust
not.
Yourself.
Exactly, because
no,
that's
not.
How I look
no,
at it.
You
don't want to
if you're so cautious, I'm asking
nah,
why
corny.
You so cautious. If
because,
it's nothing, why you feel
already,
the way?
I already got some. I got some. All right,
somebody. So if you have
I'm
something,
good.
Then that person, your work wife or whoever,
no,
she will know that.
Work. All I'm doing at work is work. That's it. If we're not dealing with work, we ain't gonna
but
do it.
But you funny as hell. So a girl could be calling you her work husband, and like I'm just saying, just because y'all cool, you making her laugh, you joke, you mean to tell me you at work all day and you just be quiet? You got mad jokes and
I
you
keep,
fly. You just
I
be
keep,
quiet.
I keep a straight work. I work in a serious place. I keep a straight work. And
I feel you, Black. I get what Black
I go
is
home
top five. You just
five. I go home.
Black just avoid the situation altogether.
All right, so you basically already want to answer this next question. Like, you feel like it's a form of cheating? Do you feel like having a work wife or husband is a form of cheating?
It is. You are giving somebody hope.
You're not giving
somebody
hope,
daydreaming. Bro.
You're
imagine this. Imagine this. Female getting next to Black Success, the dude from Brown Holy Water Podcast. I'm coming in 5 days a week, different outfits, different shoes. I'm telling joke after joke. She's crying.
But you know what?
Listen, hold up. And then one day, she hear me and my girl going through a little bit.
How she now, hear that though?
How she gonna hear that?
How she hear that though?
But this is what you're saying. You're confining
you
into
this
person.
You don't always have to reveal everything.
Yeah, exactly. You
can
control
just
it.
Be cool. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to reveal your whole life.
At work to just be work. Once you cross personal boundaries, once you know a little bit, that's too much.
Bro, you know that
but
in
who
the real
said
world,
that?
That's never
yeah.
gonna happen. If you work with somebody long enough, you're gonna reveal. That's like going to school with someone. Nigga, we wouldn't be cool if we ain't reveal shit to each other. Anybody you can see on the time
you're
gonna
dude.
Get
yeah,
not
work husband. I was about to say that.
But even still, even a chick, even if you go in a class and you start no. hanging out, you wanna get familiar.
It's
with
a lot of chicks that it's a lot of chicks that think my name is Black, bro.
There's people who think my real name is Georgie.
Right, you know what I mean?
And
like
we cool.
Like you know, it's about boundaries, bro.
And you can set them. Just You said you had an argument with sushi. You know that work. And sushi tripping.
No.
Because she wouldn't know that.
What I'm saying is you don't got to set boundaries if you take precaution and not even allow those opportunities to even be there, brother. You got to be a real husband.
I get what you're saying.
Feel me, ladies? Comment in the comments,
baby. You see, he wrote nothing happened and just taking a master
comment in the comments.
But I don't believe that, though. I don't believe he at work. Not talking, not cool with nobody.
No, I'm cool with them, but it's all work related. It's all like,
but your work wife or husband. When I go home, I don't call my work husband. I don't speak to him. We don't go on dates, like nothing like that. Like, so when I go home, I go home. When we at work, we're at work. When we leave, we leave. That's it. People know that's my work husband. Okay, fine. But when we leave, we leave.
So yo, Cookie can't have a work wife?
A work wife? He works by himself in the field. Thank God.
Oh, you see how she played that? You see how she played that, right?
I mean, we actually talked about it earlier today. He told me he did have a work wife. He didn't know, like, he didn't understand the term first. He was describing it. I was like, yeah, that was your work wife. I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
If
you knew about it, right? And then you meet her, and she's completely opposite of what he likes anyway.
It's not even about what he likes.
What if she was bad?
It don't matter. Nah, I don't have security issues. I don't have
that would be an issue. Then I can understand that.
It's not about insecurities. You got a bad chick around your man who's interested. Every laugh, she over here touching arms.
Why do people always gotta be touching? People don't be touching.
You think people
always cracking jokes and touching? Niggas always cracking jokes and touching.
You think people don't touch?
All right, listen.
With the term husband and wife?
Listen, at the end of the day, I trust my man. No matter if I give him 1,000 fucking rules, he could find 1,000 ways around each one of them. Facts. If he wanted to do something. So I'm not going to sit here and give him this rule, that rule, that rule, that rule, that rule, that rule for my own peace of mind. And then if he wants something, he can. He's a grown man at the end of the fucking day. So I'm not going to sit and stress it. He can have a work wife. Is there your friend? Mm-hmm. You got platonic friend. Y'all hang out. Y'all have fun. Whatever. Work. Do that shit. If you cheat on me, I'm going to stab you in the neck. He already knows this.
Fact. So, like, then that's how I don't think you should be coming home, like, jonesing on the phone, talking. You know what I'm saying?
If it ain't now working, you're taking it.
If you hit me talking about work or something, then, like, I personally, like, we really ain't gonna have nothing to talk about. You, like I said, it's how much information you exchange. But if you work with somebody and you have to coincide, you have to have a partner or somebody, you're gonna get cool with them. How cool? That's up to you. And if they start calling your boundaries. You start calling your work right, be like, all right, because everybody know if you see me, they're going to see her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or you see, and vice versa.
I brought this up the other day. The thing is, a lot of people, any form of male-female relationships, people always have a little thing where it can get sexual and whatever. Yeah, I say this, like, niggas ain't fucking niggas and bitches ain't fucking bitches these days. You're in 2017.
Anything
you're
get
at
sexual.
Risk.
Anything. It's
you're
all
at
about
the risk of having
a
man cheat on you with a man and have your woman cheating on you with a woman. That's a real risk. So why are you more stressed about the opposite sex? You could be stressed without a girl, your nigga fucking another
because
guy.
Most
got a lot of niggas,
gay,
nigga,
most
man,
ain't
niggas sucking dick, like what I said last week. So I'm just saying.
Chicks are trying to be lesbians because they can't keep a man. So they're like, you know what? Let me go the other way. Then they get their heart broke. Then they come back. Hey, Black, you looking all nice? Chill out, Ma. I've been had this outfit.
You know, this old outfit.
Yeah, it's old outfit.
This outfit.
Shit is crazy.
We're going to move on to the next topic, though. That was I think Black was the only one that's completely against that one, though.
It's a fact.
Black is a lying ass
motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like.
That ass, man.
I want Black work wives to comment, y'all. We don't talk about it. next time we're gonna talk about pettiness / revenge. The new trend in the fucking world, man. Everybody's petty and everybody wanna try to do some heartless or crazy shit for revenge. So what is your definition of petty, and do you consider it a good or bad thing? I'm gonna start with Tanya. What is your definition of petty?
Y'all know how I feel about this, right? Petty for me is just doing something. It's like it's something trivial, something minimal, and something spiteful. It's like you do something you didn't have to do. You do something that could be overlooked. You do something that in all honesty, really didn't have to fucking happen. What's the second part of the question?
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It's bad. One, for me personally, I believe in karma. I believe what you put out is what you get back. And I believe you should let people deal with their karma. So if somebody does some fucked up to you, it's gonna come back to them. You don't have to be God or karma, whatever version of whatever you want to call it, to that person. That's how I feel about it. Not too much on a definition.
Black.
What's up?
Petty. What's your definition of petty? Is it good or bad?
I mean, petty. Petty is... Nah, I'm not.
Are you petty?
You petty.
I'm not into pettiness.
You sure? You look petty.
I don't do petty.
You know Danny Queen petty.
I'm not at all.
But what honestly. It is that pettiness is like someone that can't really deal with their hurt. So instead of dealing with it, they'll try to do something to try to like soften the blow, try to embarrass you, try to expose a situation or something. And that's corny. You understand? If you got hurt, you got hurt. You got to deal with that. However, you got to deal with that in a healthy way. But to deal with it petty wise, you're gonna still be you're not healing that wound. You're not. Mm-hmm. You actually open it mm-hmm. up further, which gonna continue to have you think about it, experience it. You're gonna have to defend yourself because all your friends and family is gonna ask, "Hey, what happened?" You got to keep telling the story over and over and over. And as you keep telling the story, you're remembering more and more details. Damn, he did that too. Yeah, I left that part out last time. I forgot he did that too. So pettiness is definitely corny. You can't be mature and grown if you're gonna be petty at the same time.
Facts. You know?
Big fact.
I kind of like a little pettiness, but not too petty. Much. Because it's like a good return shot. It's like if somebody take a shot at you, then you hit them with some real, like, a shot that's going to shut them the fuck up. I think that's kind of cool because everybody shouldn't try to come for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you got to do something petty, just show them, like, all right, let me not go there with this motherfucker because he's going to try to take it somewhere extra. Sometimes people need that. Mm-hmm. To do it all the time, nah, that's kind of whack. That's crazy. But like I said, sometimes you got to check a motherfucker. And if you got to be petty to check somebody, I'm all for it, man. I don't think it's a sign of immaturity. I think it's a sign sometimes it's like self-defense. It's like somebody can't just keep taking shots at you or just doing something to you. And if you got your opportunity to really try, not even to like make it hurtful, crazy, just to let them know, like, listen, I could tap into your emotions too, so you need to relax. I'm kind of for it, man.
That's kind of honesty more than pettiness. Because they've been pushing that at you. Honesty hurts people. You respond back. You're not really doing it because you're just being trivial. Like, honesty is not trivial, you know?
I'm saying petty on a return. I wouldn't just walk with somebody and just be petty out of nowhere.
Okay.
But a good clap back, yeah, you can get petty sometimes. Because it's always hard to take the high road, man. Sometimes you get lost.
It is hard to take the high road. But you got to think that... You know, when you don't respond, sometimes that's the biggest response.
That's the worst one. That's the most
hurtful
one.
I believe that.
A lot of times, it's not that I'm trying to shut you down, but you can put on a real circus show because pettiness could go back and forth.
And I don't got time
for a minute. I don't want to go back. I don't want to put out my dirty laundry, too. So at the end of the day, the best way to kill you sometimes when you know somebody looking for some attention, they keep throwing little shits because they want you to address it so bad. Dub the whole shit. Duke, I'm too big. It's too much shit going on right now. I got to clean the rollie. Facts. I got outfits
today
to plan
you got
out
time,
for the...
Man.
Yeah, that's something Yeah, that's something that I had to learn too as I've gotten older. I was never petty, but I've learned that sometimes silence is golden. Like, you don't always have to respond to something. And it's like,
Danny,
especially
just,
when you know...
I just said that.
I know that. Okay. I know you just said that. I'm just piggybacking.
So you give me credit first and then...
Okay, I'm sorry. Just to piggyback off of what Black said. You know what I mean? I do feel like that, you know, I feel like I've learned that when you're silent, if you don't have... My mother taught me that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Whether somebody is saying something to you or not. And to be petty, that means that I got too much time for you.
Facts.
Like, I have way
Big
too much
fact.
Time for you. That means I'm stopping what
so
I'm doing.
Not petty?
Big fact.
I'm not petty.
Okay.
Why are you saying okay?
I just said okay. I ain't saying no.
That was very sarcastic.
Finish your thought.
That was very sarcastic. I'm not petty at all. I'm not. I mean, I have time sometimes to joke around and stuff like that, but I'm not petty. I do feel like petty isn't a good thing, because like I said, petty is never for the positive. It's always coming from a negative place. And I believe that if you, like, sometimes the best revenge is to just not say nothing and just level up and keep continue doing what you're doing.
So when it's real cold, you gonna wear the wig or no?
Yeah.
Okay, double checking.
With the Scully.
Gotcha.
Okay.
To hold it
the
down.
Brown Holy Water, so Scully, y'all.
What are you gonna
that.
Do? Hey. What are you gonna do?
Black took the hat off.
I'm just saying.
Hey, yo.
You coming for me because it's cold outside and your head looks a bit cold.
Nah, sir. Black, show off your shape up, sir.
Black got a shape up in no hair.
Black shaped up a missing
Black
hairline.
Black literally has no hair on the top of his head. And he shaped, he lined up the little bit of edges that he had.
Black shaped the crown of his head, sir.
Black shaped a missing fucking hairline with some edges on the side.
You came for me today.
Black still got
credit. And I said I was going to leave you alone.
He's a lie. Lie just texted me just that. Get out.
Like, I still got cradle caps, right? Is being petty and revengeful publicly really a victory?
Is being petty what?
Publicly.
And revengeful publicly.
A victory.
Is it really a victory?
No.
I'm going to say yes and no. Because it depends. It depends. Now, listen. It's a couple of people. I try to take the high road, what? And a lot of people don't think so because I'm so funny. And when I try to kill you, I'm going to really get you because I know the facts. The facts of life is like, when I kill you with the facts, because social media allowed us to lie. We could just say anything. We could say I'm running for president 2020. People are going to like that status. No one is bullshit. They're going to like that status. Yeah, bro, you do your thing, bro. So when I hit you with the facts, It really shuts it down. So if I try to take the high road with you and you don't allow me to, you keep trying to pull me. I'm trying to take the high road still. You pull me. Now I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's play now. Let's talk all the real facts. Because my real life facts, I'm good with. And everyone else is too. So when I put yours out there, it's like, you know what? Then that, you know, it changes it.
Sanders said that, like, yo, sometimes I try to take the high road, but I ain't got the address.
Yeah. You got to back them down. Sometimes you got to back them down with the facts.
Sometimes.
You know
when you pushed. When you pushed. Yeah. If I'm pushed to a limit, see, my thing is, I don't believe that's being petty. Once you push me to that limit, I don't believe that's being petty. I believe now I'm being honest and now I'm being defensive and I got to say what I got to say. I don't feel like that's
but
being petty.
When I'm saying, like, publicly, like, have you ever gone to like some Instagram?
I don't do social media stuff, but I'd rather see
Facebook,
you face to face.
I got into a couple of times.
Black, we know that.
I had to shut a couple dudes down. Now, I'm motherfucker gonna tell me he got a house. How you got a house?
That stuff, I just don't have time for that stuff.
I got time.
And on social media, like, if I feel like you're going back and forth, like, I play.
Now, you just
now if I'm serious.
What you mean?
At the first, you just said you ain't have time.
No, but
stuff.
Listen, I chilled out. I chilled out at first. But the person was aiming it at me. They was making it about me. I'm like, goddamn. Do I have to?
I don't got time.
I'm allowing you to live your lie. If I allow you to live your lie, leave me alone. Now, if you still involve me after I'm okay with you living your lie, now I gotta shut the lie down.
Now I'm gonna just be like, you really wanna do this? Like, do you really? I'm a prep you. Do you really wanna do this? But my thing is, I'm not going back and forth with you on social media. I'm gonna see you. And then we can talk face to face. I don't have to make a show.
But people don't want that smoke, man.
But I don't care. Like, I don't have, but, and that's the thing. If you don't want that smoke, don't come for me because I'm a face to face type of person. Now, what you said, like, what are we talking about?
Social media, I don't want you to not worry about that. They're never gonna be around. These people are broke. They're not gonna be outside. They're not spending money. They're not going anywhere.
But that's why I don't engage in it. Cause what am I? That means that I have too much energy that I'm putting into something that doesn't matter in the long run. Mm-hmm. Why am I going back and forth with you being petty with you going back and forth and putting on a show when it doesn't put money in my pocket? Mm-hmm. I don't see you
gotta
like
promote
that.
Something with
you're
it,
not
you can't
in my
do it
life.
For free.
Yeah, you know, like
you
November 25th. You know what I mean? Get your tickets like that.
All right,
I got you.
But sometimes you gotta do it one time for the culture. You gotta shut it down.
You mean like how Lot came for me today?
Yeah, like he shut
and
you down.
And I was minding my business. And he came for me today.
It was a play on words, man. You fucked up, bro. Leave the kids alone, man. What about you, Tanya? Is it victory?
I don't think it is in the long run. because it shows, or it depends on how far it goes, but like on a basic level, especially if nothing is happening, you're out here talking about, oh, niggas better not do this, bitches better not do this, I'm petty. Let's say you're an adult person admitting you don't know how to deal with conflict or disagreements or problems. And we all know we're never going to have situations where we all agree. We're never going to have situations, things going to always go your way. So if you're out here, before anything even happened, throwing it out there, I'm petty, it lets me know, okay, I don't ever want to do business with you because if something happens, you're going to be petty towards me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in a relationship with you because if we disagree, you're going to be petty about it because you're putting that out as one of your most prominent character traits. And it's not a positive one, especially after a certain fucking age. You know, and people need to understand that that's why it's a loss overall. I mean, yeah, motherfuckers come for you. You got to check them. But that shouldn't be your first initial response. That's the make or break for me. Like, if somebody do some shit to you and your first response be petty back to them, it's like, I'm be like, ah, you know what? You could have dropped that. You really didn't have to. And
Cookie said you're about to lie.
And dudes do that all the time because a lot of us being petty because a lot of us haven't learned really to deal with rejection.
Rejection somebody is a no, scary not thing. Getting your way,
so it's like you holler at a girl, yo, shorty, what's good? She's like, nah, I'm good. I got a man. Fuck, right, that fuck bitch, you, that bitch.
Right, she did. Yeah, I've seen on, niggas dude. Lie on come chicks. On, like dude. I had a friend who literally, like this high school though, but like it was a girl walking past, and he was like, man, fuck that hoe. And I was like, why she? I was joking, and I was just like, why she a hoe? Cause she ain't want to talk to you. And he was like, yup. Like dead ass. Why? Like just so now you're gonna
him,
no. He dead. He was dead serious. Like he was dead serious. Yeah, like he was just like corny. Fuck that hoe. Like she a hoe. She a hoe because she don't want to fuck with you. So now you tight because she don't want to talk to you. So now you fucking up her reputation. Like that's whack.
People, I heard that. Can you call somebody a hoe if they had fucked you?
People do that. You can call somebody a hoe if they ain't fuck you and you know the history.
Yeah, if you know the history.
But if you don't know history and you don't know her from a can of paint and she rejects you, no.
You can change
his
reputation. If you're known as a hoe, then that's just what it is.
Yeah, like reputation.
Then niggas be like that.
No, it be dudes like that that might call you a hoe, but that doesn't validate it. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's multiple dudes with the same story.
Then.
With receipts.
Niggas be calling chicks hoes and... Nobody fucks.
Sometimes dudes be calling chicks hoes as a defense mechanism because they can't get her.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is sometimes the chick really be a hoe.
Or she sometimes it's like, damn, one.
She messed. She one fucked five
call
dudes,
you a hoe,
but not me.
10 niggas call you a hoe.
Yeah, it got to be a problem. And you know, 10 dudes who opinion actually matters. Because sometimes they're like, this little bummy dude, get up out of here. But if it's 10 dudes, that's like, nah, I ain't going to mess with that. That's. Mm-hmm. You know, then it's like, damn, dog.
And they could fuck up your reputation.
This dude, yeah.
Because my thing is, it could be one dude. You know, niggas hear one thing. Not everybody question things. He could be like, yo, fuck that hoe. Or whatever. And then the next thing you know, a nigga could see her in the street and be like, nah, that bitch is a hoe. And he don't even know. But just because his friend called her a hoe that day, he automatically jumped on a bandwagon and telling somebody else, now she a hoe. Right. So it depends on the history.
Okay. I kind of touched on this earlier. But y'all didn't get the chance to answer. So do you feel pettiness is sometimes needed for someone to understand exactly how you feel? I gave in my answer, I said, sometimes it is. Like a clap back is definitely a good petty response, you know what I'm saying? So people can understand, but yeah, Tanya.
Yes, because sometimes you got to be disrespectful to show somebody you're being respectful all the time.
Most people
sometimes you gotta be disrespectful.
That was a good answer.
I agree.
That was a good answer.
And respect
that
was disrespect.
Good. That was good.
Yo,
that
people
good.
Respect disrespect and they respect violence, son. That's crazy.
People respect violence.
Mm-hmm. Respect violence.
Yep. When you choke the shit out of somebody.
Yo, that's one of the reasons why I don't really be having issues. But you know, I ain't no tough guy, but I'm gonna go there. Like, Duke, we ain't gonna do this all day. So after this, after I curse you out a couple times, it's like, yo, when I see you, it's lit.
I'm not cursing you out. And like I don't have time. I don't even know how to argue. I know how to debate. I don't know how to argue, so I'd rather just not deal with the shit.
Men are different though, and I'm gonna tell you why. Men are more. You say something about me, I say something about you. You say something about me, and now my next thing is like, word. When I see you, it's lit. Now all your friends are saying, "Yo, Black said what he see you, it's lit." when you going back to Coney Island? When you gonna go to this party? When you gonna go? Where you gonna be at? Cause we want to see what it's gonna be when both y'all motherfuckers see each other. Cause y'all both said shit already. Now y'all gonna live this shit out. So for men, it's different. It gotta be that back and forthness to the shut it down. After this, there's no more. After this message, there's no more.
So talking. How is it with women?
I don't know what y'all do. Cause
you
y'all
can't
just,
say I don't know what y'all do.
No, I really don't know what y'all do. Cause men is different. Men, it could get from medium to severe very fast.
You but know that what I mean? Happens with us too. Like, to but death. I feel like girls right. go back and right. forth more.
Ego and all that. So
girls are more argumentative. Know. I do. Right. I do think that sometimes you do have to.
Chicks are chicks. I seen chicks like post each other news. Like chicks are. Call a dude that's fucking you and get your I'll news and post it.
I'm not. That's petty. That's dick. Petty. I'm yeah. not petty.
Yeah.
But niggas
like
do shit like that too.
Dick.
Like
no,
social
but she
media.
Got her dick. Like,
I
fuck
seen
this whole,
a
you feel
freaking.
Not suck dick. I like.
I seen a situation with a girl and a guy, and they was just going at it. Like he posted something like disrespecting her. She posted a video. Him doing some things to her and was like, nigga, I told you, like you kept coming for me and blah blah blah. It was a back and forth between a girl and a guy. So it depends, because sometimes I think guys are way more pettier, and I think it's because of that rejection thing than girls. I think that they can be pettier sometimes.
When it comes to women,
did you answer though?
I said that
the question or whatever.
I said that I think that sometimes you do have
okay.
to. I think that you do have to sometimes, because some people take your kindness for weakness. Some people, and they'll keep poking until you poke back. And 9 times out of 10, when you poke back, they don't like it, or you know what I mean? They don't want no smoke. So sometimes you do have to prove, like, look, you want to see how it feel, because
calm
I'm telling you, yeah, you calm down, because
and sometimes
if I
just
do
take
it, you're not going to like
clap
it.
Back. You don't even got to take four. You just take one.
And I'm not going to do it. It only takes one with me. Just one
check
time. I'm not going back and forth.
I'm not going back. That person. And I think that's a lot of reason people keep quiet.
That pull-up is serious. But motherfucker know when he... Yo, I tell you the truth. I'm sorry, Taya. When motherfucker know when he see you, it's going to be a problem. That shit changes everything.
His eyes light up.
Keep that same energy.
Is worried about
keep
where he
that
at
same
now,
energy.
Who's around? Who's coming? He like, yo, who gonna be there now? Whenever he go, who gonna be there? Motherfucker be worried this shit. Time to go.
Yo, like, yo, that shit actually happened like quite recently with two people, my people. You know, somebody was saying something online and they were jabbing at somebody for an entire day, jabbing them, insulting. And then the nigga came back with one long, lengthy, disrespectful fucking ass post. All of a sudden, the person became the victim. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. That was too much.
Typical.
My nigga, you said like 20
everybody
shits
the victim.
To me.
You started that.
You said 20 shits to me. I mean, not for nothing. You know, it was disrespectful to a point where it's like, yeah, damn, it shouldn't have happened. But, you know, it's always that. Then it turns into, oh, I should be able to say what I want to fucking say. My nigga, you were insulting me and fucking with my character and trying to make me look bad and make me look stupid and trying to fuck with me. And I'm supposed to just sit here and take it because
I can say
what
I
want to
say. I can say what I want to
say. You can
say
what
too.
You want to say, but I can't say what I want to say. I got to say it a certain way, but you had a free choice. Get the fuck out of here,
but
my
the,
nigga.
But the truth is, it's only because social media allows us to redesign our image. What we think is our reputation, social media allow us to redesign it. So now, if you're somebody that actually know me and you're putting out the actual truth, well, black, you still live with your moms and y'all both in the same room. You got a little cot, she got the upper bed, and you like, oh shit, somebody telling the truth. What the fuck? People are scared of that.
That's facts. So
when it comes to that's when people become so defensive and so victimizing. Oh, everyone is so pet. That's when everyone like to deactivate and come back in 3 months and all this stupid shit.
They
you
have
know
some
what I mean?
Soul searching. Shut the fuck
people
up.
Don't want
like,
the, people don't want the truth, man.
All the time,
like, yeah. Deal with your shit. Like, at the end of the day, the only way to survive social media is to be honest. To be honest with yourself and honest with who you are. So, and I said, nobody can have shit to throw in your fucking face. I can come online and talk freely, my nigga. I come up here and I say shit good, bad, and in between. Nobody can't come and tell me, oh, Tanya is pretending to be something around Hollywood by knowing person. I'm the same person here, the same person, street, same person, that works, same person, at school, same person, in the bar. It's the same bitch you can get every single fucking place. I could say what the fuck if I want and be okay with it. I could say what I want to say. You know, you know how freeing that shit is?
Living your truth.
To say what the fuck you, how you feel. If y'all don't, even if y'all don't agree with me, it's okay, but I'm telling you how I feel. You can't say Tanya's saying shit to score cool points. She's saying shit to get likes. I'm saying what the fuck I feel, how I was raised, my morals, my ideals, and how I internalize what I put it out there. You don't have to agree, and I don't care if you don't agree. I respect you don't agree, but don't tell me I'm fake, and that's why I can say the fuck I want to say. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period.
Quick self. Real quick, quick self-reflection, all right? What's the pettiest shit you ever done? Go, start with
Danny.
You.
I gotta come back because I gotta think about it. I gotta think about it.
Black, what's the pettiest shit you ever done?
I mean, one time, a few. Wow. One time, you know, I was minding my business, you know, and I guess someone had took something personal off my page because I be, you know, on my page, I just be telling stories sometimes. That's why I tell stories. Not all of them are my stories. Sometimes my friend's stories, I get it from a movie, whatever. I'm entertaining, motherfucker. That's what I'm doing. So I tell a little story, entertaining, and somebody personalized it. Like, oh, shit, this happened in my life. Y'all, and they inbox me all this crazy shit. Black, blah, 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 blah. They going in. Mm-hmm. They going in. Status after status. Inbox after inbox. And I'm like, fuck, I'm so confused. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave that shit alone. The next day, the person's still going in. I'm going to leave that shit alone. The next day, the person's still going in. I say, you know what? I'm going to give the person one more day. If I see one thing, it's lit. The next day, I seen a little, and this motherfucker, I said, nah, that's it. It's going down. I said, everybody, 6 o'clock, I'm going live, nigga. At 6 o'clock, I went live, and I just.
You know, go live a lot. At 6 o'clock.
When I go live, it's dangerous. No, you, saying, if you, I go live and it's not Brown Holy Water,
but you're not petty,
it's dangerous. No, that means I've been pushed to the. I've been pushed to the point of having to speak, having to say, so having to, you know, put the rollie out there, the chains out, and, you know, turn it into the character. I don't want to be. I want to be Jerry Berry. You know what I mean? But when you turn me into Black Success, it is, you know.
Tell me, what's the pettiest shit?
I've done petty stuff, but not crazy.
I exposed private conversation between me and somebody. But the only reason I did it is because it was one of these dumbass fucking old ass DJs.
Trying to lie on you?
My boy. Tried to... He met me on social media and he insisted on getting my contact information because he wanted to book me. And I'm like, okay, well... You have my DM. You can DM me. It's just like texting. It's just that instead of using my phone, I'm using an app. And he's like, no, I need your number. So then I sent him my number because apparently he had to have some meeting with the group of people I was supposed to work with. And then after he made the arrangement, he started randomly calling me, randomly texting me, how was your day, random phone calls. I had nothing to fucking do with, you know, the event. And I'm like, you know, I'm good. And I'll hang up the phone, or I keep the conversation very short and get off the phone. I was like, I know what time he's on. So fast forward, I never did the event because he told me I had to come and meet the panel in a hotel and make sure I wear a bikini. Yeah, I'm exposing Asti again. Mm. I gotta come to the hotel and meet the panel in a bikini because I have to do body work, body painting. They want to make sure my body is okay. I am not meeting a group of fucking men in no hotel, no fucking where. So you know what? I don't even want to do.
That's a gangbang.
It's not that. I was like, it's not that serious. It's like $100 and some. It ain't that fucking serious. I'm good. Not be a part of it. Fast a couple months afterwards, he's just fake woke. He's one of them fake woke motherfuckers. Make a fake woke post. And I went on a post. I'm like, my nigga, I'll give my opinion. It's like, but this ain't got nothing to do with what you're talking about. It doesn't make any sense. Boom, boom, boom. He started cussing me out. It got to a point where he was cussing me out or whatever and said, it don't matter. Your opinion don't matter. You stupid. You this. Of course, he's saying this because, you know, I dubbed him. Mm-hmm. You stupid and whatnot. Nobody want to hire you because you a stripper. I'm a stripper. This is what we really thought. I'm a stripper. Nobody, I don't want you to work for me because you're a stripper. I know all your files. I'm like, my nigga, I will post all. I'm like, let's not act like you were not trying to fuck me. And I said it under the Instagram post public. And people started liking some. I know people were seeing it because they started liking what I was saying. Then he was like, no, nobody wants you. Da, da, da. I'm like, my nigga, I am going into my inbox right now and getting all the screenshots. He blocked me immediately. I'm like, okay, so how I'm lying, but you blocked me. So then afterwards, he started, when I posted, and I made a post about him, all my friends were like, yeah, that nigga, that's how he is. He started inboxing me. Oh, Tani, I'm sorry, I didn't mean this, blah, blah, blah. He's online on his public post, still dragging me, but in my inbox, apologizing and whatever. And every time he sent me something, I was screenshotted and posted. I was screenshotted and posted. He didn't know I was doing that. I'm like, no, you're not going to fucking drag me. Not going to make me look bad. I'm just coming in my inbox and apologize. I am not mature, motherfucker. I'm being immature as fuck. I posted every shit. Everybody who follows me remembers that day, but that's the real story, motherfucker. That's how it happened. And I'm not that person. If somebody meets somebody for a private conversation, I'm not the type to put it out there. You know, whatever. But you were trying to fucking drive me to make me look bad and call me a stripper and a whore, but telling me you respect me and my grind, a strong black woman. Suck every inch of my dick I don't have. All them screenshots was on Instagram.
I mean, he allowed to have a change of opinion.
At the exact time, yeah. You shaded me on a post on Instagram, but you praising me in a fucking private message. Yeah. Suck my dick.
In real life, we respect you.
Suck my penis. Lick it. Man. Put your tongue around the head and put you. Sorry, black.
Most petty shit. The most petty shit I've done. It was in college, and it's funny. You know the kid too. It was this chick or whatever. We both wanted to holler at her. He went and told her, like, I had a girl. Mind you, this nigga got a girl, too. A girl in the school and everything. So when I go to try to talk to her, she started telling me my girl, where she at, school, all types of shit. So I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Eventually, she told me who told me all this shit. So I'm like, wow, that nigga's kind of foul for that. So I said his girl's in the school. So I was hollering at his girl, and I ended up fucking her.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man.
Where are your receipts?
Why your face kind of like
it was good. And then she broke up with him a little while after that.
Look at my face.
She broke up with him and he was sick because she used to like be around me, and that was funny as fuck, you know. Nah, don't worry. We don't say all types
nigga
of names.
Gave you the pinky, like.
That was a good petty story because he told the chick that we both wanted, right? And he actually ended up fucking the chick that we both wanted. But his girl was in the school. So I was like, that was her revenge too, I guess. She might have heard, and then she gave me the pussy, and then that shit was lit.
A lot of fucks bitches. Don't go around a lot.
No, I don't. That's way, way, way back, like Black said.
Like last
back
year?
In the day. No. It was college days.
Black, like, I don't know nothing. I cannot come in. My hairline is out of it.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga started talking to me after that. That shit was funny as fuck. But Dan, you got a story before we get to the call-up question?
I don't.
You don't have no story. You don't do no petty shit.
I do, but nothing. I've never done. I don't think I've done anything.
Danny, like, it's mad some dudes crazy trying to holler at you. Mad dudes saying that they in your inbox and you not responding.
I took
download
I
messenger.
Took messenger.
You not that
off
special.
Of my phone.
She opens her DMs and don't answer. That's
I took
mad
messenger
petty.
Off of my phone.
Is your Jordan bedazzled?
Yes, they are.
Danny has on bedazzled Jordans.
I'm gonna show them. I just
Maurice, it's a wrap, bro. I tried.
Yo, it's time for the call-up question. It's 516-900-2278. Call up. The phone line's going to be working.
Stephanie said hairline. Right. That's the pettiest thing I did. Talked right. About black hairline.
This is the call-up question, all right? I'll paint the picture right now. You're on your first date with somebody, right? They offer to take you out. Man or woman, no matter. They offer to take you out. When they go to pay, they card declines. Nah, hell no. Try that again. That shit declined again. What do you do? And would you go on a second date? Biggity, biggity. Black, real quick before the caller start. Shorty said, nah, I'm winding you down. Y'all make six figures. Ain't nothing. I'm take you out. The bill come.
Black decline. Success.
Uh-uh, try this one.
She tried two different cards.
Two different ones. The Visa and the Master. Both declined.
It didn't work.
Yeah. What you going to do? That ain't good, too. That ran the bill like 300.
Nah, I got... It's over.
You know he bougie.
You on the second day?
You know he bougie.
I can't deal with that.
Excuse me?
You want to go on the second day?
Nah, I can't, man. I'm too high class, brother.
Black is not going on a second day. All right, we got our first call, y'all. Let's see what's up.
Brian Holy Water, who this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Tracy.
How you doing, Tracy?
So what's up, Tracy? Did you heard the question?
Yes, I heard the question.
You're on that first date. Homie card declined twice. Boom! On a crazy bill. $300 bill. What do you do? And would you go on a second date?
Well, I would pay the bill. The second date would have to be pending if the first date was good enough. Like, I'm not going to be washing dishes. I'm not going to jail. So the bill will get paid.
Oh, so you wouldn't even fault him for both of his, like, for his calls declining?
I mean, the fact that they declined, if I do anything or say anything, it's not going to change the fact that it declined.
Facts.
So you would give him that second shot?
No, I don't know. It depends on how well
the date went. I mean, you had a great time. It was a good date, but the nigga just broke right now. I mean, he went out and his shit's broke. He got, you know what I'm saying?
If he was broke, he should have just kept it a buck, and we probably didn't have to go to that restaurant.
But it's too late now, girl. Are you giving him that second date?
No, I know, but I'm just saying, if he was broke, we didn't have to go to that restaurant, so I don't know if I'll give him a second date.
Okay. At least you're paying the bill, though. Some chicks are just calling the Uber and getting the fuck out of there.
My thing is, you look bad, too. Like, the bill will get paid, because I want to be able to go wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go somewhere.
Hey, Tracy, $300 is a pretty penny, baby.
I know.
I ain't got it. All
right, Tracy, thanks for calling up, girl.
We're going to be washing dishes, boo.
Thank you. I don't know. Danny, how you feel? What would you do? Two cars declined. Boom. Bill, three and change. I just ate good. Had a good day.
If we had a good date, I mean,
would you give him a second date? This is the first date, too.
If the first date went very, very well, yeah, I'll give him a second date.
What about the bill?
I mean, it depends on the type of person that I'm with. Because sometimes I like to do dumb shit. We can wash dishes together. I might have the $300.
But you ain't trying to spend it. You ain't going to pay.
It depends. It depends on the type of person that person is.
Danny is way too bougie to be paying that bill.
I am not bougie.
Danny in the prime of her life. She got another four or five years. You know what I mean? After that, her standards are going to start going down. I'm like, you know what? If you got two legs and an arm, you ain't got to have both arms. Just one arm.
I mean, if it's a dude where it's a serious type of dude, then yeah, I'll pay the bill. It's not that serious.
I mean, ain't got $300. I ain't paying the bill.
But he's about to spend $300 on me, so why wouldn't I be able to spend $300 on him?
God, that's a pair of Jordan. Okay. All
right, y'all. We got a second caller. Brown Holy Water on the line. Brown Holy Water on the line.
Okay. Nobody. Tony's on the line.
Tony, that didn't work out. What about you, girl?
I hear how I feel about this. Maybe I always overthink situations, but for me, I'm paying the bill for two reasons. One, I have a thing that men like kind of test you, and I got a lot of male friends. I know a lot of men. I got some men who really be testing females, just kind of put you in a situation to see how you respond.
Brown Holy Water on the line.
Yo, what's good?
What's good? Who's this?
This is B-Dot.
What's up? Congratulations, baby.
What are we congratulating?
You got engaged.
Congratulations.
Yo, good looking. Yo, B, you in that situation. Shorty took you out, though. Both cars declined. Bill three and change. Would you give her another shot?
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It depends. If it was back in the days, I'd have hit the bathroom move on it. She'd have got stuck in that shit. But now, if I'm really feeling shorty, I give her the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes they pieces ain't hitting, so it's all good.
Hello, you paying them chips up.
Your pieces here, nigga. I see your fiance ring, kid.
If I paid it three, know what I'm saying? Something got to come with that. I'm getting that.
Wow. That's definitely a fact, though. You spend a certain amount of money on a bill, you got to give up some sex. That's another topic of the show. Yo, B, thank you for calling up, man. Congratulations again, bro.
Sure, y'all hold it down. Good looking out.
To what I was saying, like, one man tests you, they kind of put you in a situation to see how you respond. Because I know guys, like, have real money, just kind of put girls in a position, like, what kind of woman she is? Does she really want me for my money, or was she, like, kind of
thinking
through?
That don't mean I want you.
Listen to me. I'm just, let me finish, bro. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
But
that was a shot, son.
It was what?
So, anyway. And also, I'll pay the bill, but here's the make or break for the second date.
how do you respond to me paying the bill? Do you say, okay, T, I'm going to cash app you something, or I'm going to call the bank? Because nothing, I worked for the bank for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I've seen situations where people, all their cars got shut down. So I know it could be a legitimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean the person's broke. The bank could be fucking up that night. That shit happens. You know, mm-hmm. or I've also give them that type of benefit of the doubt too. But afterwards, the next day, do you say, okay, let me give you back half, give me a quarter, or hold this down, or okay, I'm going to make up back now, I got my cash from me, whatever, whatever. How you fix the situation depends on if the second day is going to happen. You understand? If you leave the second, if you leave it hanging and just like, oh, I'm sorry, my card declined, but you're not trying to, you know, kind of make up for it in a way, then it's like, nah, you were trying to play me. Mm. But
that makes sense.
That's how I feel about it. Like, it all depends on your comeback, you know.
Okay, we got another caller, y'all. Brown Holy Water, who on the line?
Stop that, Oscar. You know who it is.
Pastor, it's the pastor.
No, I'm not going on a second date.
It's so mean.
It's over. It's over.
Why is it over?
The second date. It's over. What do you mean? Both cars declined. That mean when I go to your house, I'm a contractor.
Your Rush card. Yeah, she put your Rush card and your Capital One both said, ew.
She put a little extra in the collection plate. She ain't have it, man. You gotta respect that.
You gotta get an Amex. There's no limit. Something.
Well, you gonna pay the bill? What you gonna do about the bill?
What I'm gonna do about the bill, I'm gonna hold up my finger like I do in church and walk out the front.
Yeah, you ain't shit, man. You're a bad Christian,
right,
man.
I'll write a check for somebody else's account.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It's over.
That's crazy, yo. Because if she was willing to spend that money on you, how could you not at least spend that money on that date?
Okay. She was willing to spend the money, but she didn't have the money to spend.
She was just saying what she was
That's a big difference. That's a big difference.
She was just saying what she was willing to do.
So because the car declined means she doesn't have money? Could be the car was linked for fraud.
Both of them.
Multiple cars got
declined. Nah.
I've had situations where all my Capital One shit, all my cars down one
night. You tell me seen that shit was
on. No, I wasn't. They had a fraud in my car and they locked it. Shut the fuck up. Bank of America.
Anytime I seen that was enemy of the state.
Shut the fuck up.
All your cars did that? Now you was broke, son.
No.
Every car? You was
no,
broke.
No, I'm saying you got that two banks, Capital One.
You got those things too where, like, if you swipe in too much, they'll shut your shit down.
Cause I work in Bank for 10
that
years.
You got a limit. You got a spending limit.
It's not a limit.
Security didn't do it, bro. Security didn't do it.
So where's your cash? If both your cars are clowned, where's your cash?
That's the thing.
Go to the ATM machine, boo-boo.
If your car shut down, it won't work at the ATM.
Yo, get off the phone.
And then after that, her motherfucking pussy broke after that. She's like,
thanks for calling, bro.
Thanks.
I had sex on the first date. What you talking about? Everything else broke. You better fix that, motherfucker. What? I was just like,
then you answered. I'm knowing the situation.
Yeah, I did. Like I said, it depends. I don't know. I like it to be definitely stupid sometimes.
If the date was dope and both her shits declined,
you got another call.
I don't know. That's kind of tough, man. I ain't gonna know.
The follow-up, bro. How she feel about you? She offered to pay, and then you end up paying. What did she do afterwards? Did she let you rock, or she be like, you
I might
know?
Have to, I might have to leave at the table, too, man.
What? Now she got to send that back.
I'm not
spending it,
bro.
She got to cash out that back.
I'm not spending that.
And you got to show me proof that you had that
I got
bread,
kids, man. My kids got to eat.
Something happened. Now, you got to show me proof. I got to know you had that
my
money.
My kids got to eat.
I would sign into my account and show you.
Because chicks be lying.
My kids got to eat.
Chicks be lying.
I'd sign into my account to show you.
Yo, who this? Brown Holy Water.
Nikki.
Who this?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Nikki, what's up? Nikki who?
Hey,
Nikki
how's
who?
Yo.
We know a lot of Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Who?
Hey. Sad to get out here, y'all.
Which Nikki is this?
Pretty
from
Nikki.
Brooklyn.
This is Red Hook.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God!
like Brooklyn in a big place. I'm from Brooklyn. We ain't in Canada. We in Brooklyn too.
Nikki, what you doing on that date? Both cars declined.
First of all,
bill. You paying and you giving.
I feel like this. Not one, but two. These days, we got text messages where it's connected to our cars, where we know everything that's going on with it. You ain't know both was declined before you came on this date. Yeah, it's a nice date and things like that, but that's the tunnels.
All right, but
suppose it was fraud, it was shut down for you. You won't know.
until you try to swipe it. But you basically saying that you should check what's going on before you go on a date and make sure your funds are there. But you can have the money in credit cards.
$300, right? $300. That's like we had. That's a lot of food. That's a lot of money.
You wouldn't say so that shit if you
You should make sure your money correct.
Yeah, you can't be eating the food, licking your fingers and shit, you know what I mean? And then your car be clogged. You was over here ordering mad smooth. Let me get another all pop, all
patrol. Would you give him a second date?
It depends, because I'm going to have to, I'll definitely pay for the meal, but he's going to have to, yo, I got the bread at the crib, or whatever the case, if he planning on fixing it, then I'll go on the second date. I'm going to make sure the cards is hitting.
What if he just offer you sex and a monthly Metro?
No. $300? Ain't no dick that good. Listen.
but
I ain't never had to pay for some dick.
That's fucked up because on the flip side, if he's paying, that it was Gucci.
That's not even guaranteed. Hey, pussy.
Your pussy ain't that good. How you doing, Nick?
So I paid him now. Go to the crib.
If it was the flip side, he paid $300. You guaranteed him pussy that night?
No.
Nikki
fucking
up out here.
Nikki, see you later,
man. Thank you for calling.
Later.
Hold it down now.
How you niggas spend $300 on the flip side? You can't even guarantee no pussy.
That's why I said dudes gotta start going to Starbucks. Starbucks. Advantage, man. Starbucks in Central Park, you gotta take advantage.
BBQs,
because you never know what these females' intentions are. Females will watch you spend $300 to $500. Then when they ready to take you out, they'll take you to some brunch and spend $80 total.
I wouldn't want to go on a date with somebody. I wouldn't want to go the first date and you spend $300 on me. Where the fuck are we eating, bro?
You can spend $300 on drinks alone. You go to certain restaurants and drinks is
like $20. Yeah, $15 to $20.
That means you're drinking a lot.
If you go to Budokan, you go to Tao. Drinks are $18.
$18. But my thing is, the problem I have is people tend to overeat and overdrink when they go out knowing somebody. Check. If I know I got two drink limit, I don't care who the fuck I'm with, I'm having two drinks. That's just me. I'm not gonna drink just because I know you paying. That's some broke bitch shit.
But also, if you know you're a BBQ's bitch, don't go to Budokan.
Don't go to BBQ's. Give me my pina colada Texan, my nigga. Put some grenadine in that bitch.
Baby, I need me an $80 bill. I don't like $300 bills.
Call up.
You can't just walk into a $300 fucking restaurant and just eat and act all regular, and then when it's your turn to take him out, you do some corny lame.
And that's what we talked about the show with Pat. Some people get too much too soon. Like,
right. Because you can't be wearing $500 weaves and then spend $80 on a date. It doesn't make sense. You understand?
It's not $500. It's cheaper.
Some chicks be saying they wear $500 weeks.
They buy $500, but the cost price is like $80 and something. Don't debate me. I know this for a fucking fact. I'm just saying. That's crazy. I buy shit from the factory. They buy it from a middleman. The middleman charges up the upcharge.
That's because you got family back home. I can send you that shit.
Shut the fuck up, fuck my
niggas. Just fucking with that shit. Niggas be wrapping hair around their stomach and shit just to get the bundles in, so. Fucked up out here, man.
Now, honey, what do we weave your chill, Trevor?
Damn, man.
Trevor's starting already. We just became friends, Trevor. Chill out, Trevor. I don't want to do it to you. Not on the show. Just chill out. I know you want your show.
But everybody, listen. So all y'all think, if y'all go out and somebody card decline, y'all first thing is to really assume the person has no money?
Yes. If I go out and one card declines, if I go, I have two credit cards. If one of my cards declined for whatever so reason, which would be weird, I'm going to give my next credit card. If my next credit card declined, then something happened in the city. Some building is down.
Okay.
The airplane had to hit something because there's no way.
Or it could be Equifax is blocked. It could be that your shit is blocked. Okay,
cool. Both cards decline, I have the cash. It should never be two cards decline and then there's no third option. That's confusing. Especially when you know you're going out. It's not like a random thing. You're in the street, you catch a flat, the flat is $250, you only got $100 in your wallet. Understandable. But
I agree.
Duke, you was going out to go have fun.
I agree. But everyone jumps up my ass for this because I work in banking for so long, I never walk around with cash. It's like one of my best and worst habits because I'm paranoid about it. I'd rather lose my purse, lose all my plastic, And because I know I'll always get that back. Worst case, even if somebody used my card, I'm going to always get it back. But if I lose cash, I would pull all my wigs out and unravel all my fucking cornrows. I would go crazy. So I don't walk around with cash. And I've never been in situations where I was embarrassed by it, but I could see it happening. But I still can't find myself to withdraw money and have cash on me. I just cannot do that.
For a man, I don't think, especially on a first date, that's like the first impression. Like Black said, you gotta make sure that bill's covered if you're taking somebody out on a date.
Yeah.
I couldn't fix my face to be like, damn, all my money, can you pay this? And nah, that's kind of crazy. If both your cars decline, you gotta, like Robin said, you gotta hit the ATM. You gotta go get that cash. You gotta do something. You can't, like,
that's
yo,
embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's super embarrassing. It might not be no coming back from that.
But that's
if
how,
one
that's
decline,
why you,
that's crazy.
Now, one can sometimes decline. My car declined
but
99 cents.
Listen, we live in 2017.
So I ain't doing that bad.
There are, like, a million ways to pay people. There's Venmo. You could face somebody through Facebook. There's Venmo. There's Facebook. There's PayPal. There's Cash App. There's so many different banks. Like,
so, hold on. So, if they car decline and you pay for it, you want the cash back. But if they pay for it, they not asking you for cash.
Because they taking you, they offering you.
No, the
to go on
the terms is, you know, we went out and I said I'm gonna pay.
Okay.
Facts.
So I'm said I'm gonna pay, then both my cars declined. So it's kind of like, well, you weren't prepared to pay, so
and
it's kind of unfair for you.
And that's putting too much pressure because, well, you ain't got it now.
Got you.
You can't offer the.
You was coming out to have a good time.
Facts.
Yo, dude, make another one eat. Another, I like that. Another one eat. What is it?
What you mean? Decline again? Nah.
Two of them decline. Now y'all both in there looking stupid.
I had a girlfriend. I had a girlfriend who was tested like that. They had this guy.
Yeah, we taking one more call.
This guy, he had a lot of money. Like, he had real money, but he went out. He didn't want to let her see he had a drop top convertible or whatever. So he came in an Uber to her house, and then she's like, oh, he's like, we're going to Uber somewhere. Attitude. Why you got to take an Uber? She gets there. You know, he was doing a thing where he wasn't ordering too much. He wasn't eating too much. He wasn't drinking too much. And she was doing whatever she wanted to do. He's like, oh, why this thing I want? Whatever. Then he acted like, he said, oh, damn, I forgot my wallet in my car when I jumped into the Uber. The bill was like about $80. It was nothing too crazy. She was like, oh, I can't stand these broke niggas coming Uber, whatever. She cut him off. When she found out who that nigga was, she wanted to, like, tear her eyeballs out. You know, he tested on me. To some people might be childish, but in 2017, you gotta know who the fuck you get in a relationship with or who you're trying to take serious. Cause got some motherfuckers who up your head will just ride you just because of what you got. He wasn't trying to impress her with what he has. He was trying to impress her, like, let me see where your mind is. How you look at this.
Time, you got $80. A lot of ain't shit friends. I don't know what I mean, none of your fucking friends. You got a story about a friend that always doing
I got a lot
of
motherfuckers
shit,
who try to tell me they fucking business. I'm just saying,
but your friends ain't shit. They tell me the business, they ain't shit.
Nah, they asked my advice. What they should. She's like, should I call them? I was like, bitch, you already took the L. You didn't want to swipe the card for the 80. You had attitude to do it. You told, you said a lot of shit. You're not even talking to him.
You should have this nigga. A lot of chicks don't put a price.
She had
a lot
though.
Of chicks don't put a price on cock, but they put a price on their pussy. And that's where they get it confused.
Big
at.
Fact.
Because
big
pussy
fact.
Don't mean nothing unless cock going in it. You understand? I am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Lie, don't be mad, baby. Don't be mad. I just, you know.
Pussy don't
when you
really
have,
mean nothing unless cock
unless
is going.
Unless cock going in. You know what I mean? So it's not that lie not great. You understand? But when you have outfits and jokes for days, it's like. It all comes together. It's like the whole
but
the
to
whole
story,
bouillon,
though,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You can't be testing nobody on no fucking first date.
You can't be
listen, this nobody. Listen, but you don't know what they had before. You
just
don't
just because you take them on a date don't mean you got money. I could have just got my shit up just to take you
that
out
too.
That
too. It was more of a character test. Like it wasn't a if I'm broke or not, like in a situation, how do you respond? Do you I think that's what it was. It was more of a clearly
good.
Money's
that's
not
good
an issue.
Do.
You don't
that's
need to go on a date to see somebody's character. All you gotta do is just have a conversation with them.
Nah,
not
but,
necessarily.
But listen, money
people,
show you the true people. Money show you the true person.
Yes.
Though. I ain't gonna
whether
hold
they a gold
money,
digger or not, whether they
money will make or break a relationship.
That should'll show you who somebody really is. Is yo for real. I swear, mad years ago, real quick, right?
Mad years ago,
and I think I told this story once upon a time, right? So, real quick, I took a chick out one time, nice restaurant, da, 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 da. You know, she was pump faking, whatever. So, whatever, went to a nice restaurant, whatever, we had a good time. Then she asked me to come pick her up. So, I was supposed to meet her on 23rd and 8th, whatever that is, whatever that BBQs is, or whatever, right? Seven. I go over there, and I swear to God, her and her five friends are really arguing over maybe $130, $150 bill. Like, they're debating. No, you ordered. No, look, the extra fries. Remember, you had the fries.
Wow, I can't.
It's a $150 bill. This is like you know, when I go out with my friends, it's all of us. I don't care what the bill is. I don't care who ordered what. The bill's $1,000. How many of us is it? Four. $1,000 divided by four. Everybody give me $250. We out. You understand? Like, that's how that go. They were really debating. Yeah. They were fighting. Mm-hmm. Like, I smoothly fighting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Come on, girl. You know you ordered the extra fries, extra eyes, and all that. Because women don't never want
to pay for fucking food. Yeah. That's the whole bottom line of the whole situation, yo.
My nephew posted status one time.
Women don't want to pay for fucking food.
Over the summer.
They be hungry and broke. That don't make sense, though.
It don't.
Hungry and broke. That's why you gotta have oodles and noodles in your car. You pull out your ride out. Boo! Hello, what you mean?
Yeah. Over the summer, my nephew, he was going on the first day with a girl. They went to the movies. He lived downtown Brooklyn. The movies downtown Brooklyn. So he has his own car, but he's like, because of parking, he's not gonna fucking try to leave home and go park downtown mm-hmm. Brooklyn. So he rode his bike. So when he met up with the girl, whatever, they had a nice date, nice vibe or whatever. So when he came outside, she was like, because she came on a train, she's going to go back on the train. She's like, oh, how are you getting home? He's like, well, I got my bike here. She was like, attitude. He's like, okay. He took her to the train, make sure she got in the train, and he went out. He rode home. So he's texting her. She's not answering back. Texting, not answering back. Go online. Some status about broke niggas. This nigga is his third car in. And she just saw the bike and she assumed he was broke. A lot of people do that. Like,
that's his thing.
And she's on the train.
That's exactly. What I'm saying.
That's what I said. She got on the fucking train. Yo, listen. Bro. You didn't even pay for Uber. You got on the train.
This is honestly. The last thing I'm... Listen. You people on the train, you got to stop, you know, really being picky and really talking about people that have cars. And y'all got to understand that gas money is not $5, all right? Mm-hmm. Gas money is 15 or better. That is gas money. Motherfuckers driving V6s, V8s, all right? Mm-hmm. Come with real gas
money. But if you on public transportation.
Even if you have a car, you still could be on public transportation. It don't matter.
You can't talk about somebody riding a bike. You can't talk about somebody taking an Uber because y'all all...
But my thing is, even if you a driver, you know certain things just don't make fucking sense. Why would I leave my good parking and come downtown Brooklyn with no fucking parking? You circle for like a half hour, 45 minutes. Yep.
Downtown Brooklyn is disgusting.
It make no sense to pay $50 for no damn parking.
It don't make no sense.
You go to the city, you paying fucking $50 for parking for an hour.
Easy. Easy. And I got a truck. So, you know, they charge you a little extra. Extra 15 on that.
We at the end of our show,
I got a brand new truck. With a Rollie.
We don't care.
They might charge you for the Rollie,
too. We don't care.
And you got Rollie extra time.
He's still going.
We're not taking no more calls, y'all. We at the end of our show, y'all. Throw y'all shout-outs out. Danny Gang, start with you.
Shout-out to everybody who tuned in. Shout-out to Boogie. I told you I was going to shout you out. I'm not going to put your real name out there, but shout-out to Boogie. It's my homie. Shout-out to Kiara, because these Jordans that I have on my feet took way too long to create, and I don't know how she does it.
Lift
I took
them
her
up
job.
For people to see.
I mean, let me
take a shoe off.
Yeah, take a shoe off, girl.
I don't know if y'all can see it.
Ah, there y'all go.
She got beads out. You can see my Jordans, bro.
But these things
Danny,
took
15 years old.
That's how you turn Jumpmans into Jordan. You know what I mean?
First of all, these are real old Jordans, and I just wanted to spark them up, but I fired her because she was supposed to make them and because she wanted to go out for drinks, and I fired her and I was supposed to make them. Ben was supposed to make them, and I decided to do it last night, and I had a headache by the time I was done. So shout out to her for always. She's my go-to person if you need anything done or whatever, any type of creations. Kiara got you or whatever. Kiara Carujo. So shout out to her for continuously doing this, because this is way too much for me. And it gave me a headache. Just shout out to my team. November 25th. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets for our anniversary party. Was that you was gonna do that?
Because
you
Club Lust.
At Club Lust. No, you was gonna do it. Make sure you get your tickets at Club Lust. Make sure you visit www.brownholywaterpodcast.com. Make sure you go on YouTube and watch our videos. Subscribe on iTunes. All that good stuff. So,
Tanya.
Yer.
Oh, yeah, shout out. Let's go.
I just want to give a big shout out again to Fels Monroe. My friend Jasmine has a great business. She does the costume jewelry stuff. I'm wearing my Jesus with the fucking bandana on his forehead. It's mad. I love this. Like my favorite piece ever. But FelsMonroe.com, you get your stuff in like 2-3 days, you know. Support her. Big shout out to her. Shout out to the team. November 25th, we in Club Lust, brownholywaterpodcast.com/new events. You get your tickets there. I'm gonna see y'all guys there. Please come out. I'm wearing my Thaddeus outfit I have and a new wig, so
good luck for that.
I'm just gonna be flying in black. I know that.
My city's gonna be out. My city's not out tonight. My city's gonna be out. They're gonna be out for the culture. Y'all know. So
do it for the culture. Yo, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Get your shirts, hats, tickets for the party November 25th. Again, shout out to my boy Brandon. Congratulations again on your engagement, man. You got a beautiful girl. That's what's up, man. Ride it out. Also, shout out to Stephanie Montanez, man. She been fucking with us since the beginning.
She's
yo.
The best. She's the best.
She's an ill supporter. I just want to say thank you for the support. I appreciate you, Steph.
Thank you. We love you.
Handsome15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook, man. You know, I'll see y'all next week, man. Holla, man. Remember, brownholywaterpodcast.com, man. Share it if you like it. All right? Black,
yeah,
take us out.
Yeah. Yeah, I already know what it is. It's Black Success. You know, I had a rough week. A lot of people was fainting, seeing me. Oh, my God, it's Black Success. You know, they're fainting out, passing out and shit. I was like, hey, calm down. You know, I was praying for them. Hey, please let this person be okay. But what I'm going to tell y'all is this, right? Being great is a choice. What? You know, you could decide to be great. You could decide from this day moving forward that you're going to be great. You're going to be better than certain things. You're going to be better than certain situations. You know what I mean? You're going to be better than addressing certain people. And that's a decision you got to make for you. And if you do, guess what? You're one step closer to being Black Success. All right?
Oh,
November 25th, Club Lust. I want y'all to pull up. Come a little closer. Come feel my energy. Come see my vibe. You know what I mean? Come get my smile. You understand? This shit is serious. It's not a joke. You know what I mean? So what I'm trying to tell you is this. November 25th, we're not just selling you a party. We're selling you energy. Come get it. You ain't even got to bring a motherfucking socket or the plug. You ain't gotta plug in.
We bars. Are the plug.
Give it to you. We are that. It's synergy bars. In the motherfucking building. You can play the motherfucking music. November 25th, ticket link is in the motherfucking bio. It's going to be on the
comments. Brown, get your hoodies.
Podcast.com. Let's do that.
Say you fuck with me. You ain't got a hoodie yet.
Cheer.
Yeah, it's about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings on facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.